Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Though a common laborer be. Sermon excerpt from Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour, for Saturday, June 29th, 2019. The text is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." As a professor, Dr. Meyer says, I give assignments to my students. I can't do that here, but here's a suggestion for you. First, read Jesus' Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. Second, read Psalm 24. Notice how they complement one another. Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs is a professor of New Testament at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. He describes parallels between Psalm 24 and today's text in his commentary on Matthew. Both texts talk about going up a mountain. In Psalm 24, it's Mount Zion. In Matthew 5, it's the mountain where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. Both Bible passages talk about being pure in heart. Both passages promise that people who are pure in heart will see God. Dr. Gibbs writes, Jesus speaks good news to those who know what it means to seek the true and living God and to go up on his mountain to worship. He blesses in the present time and for the last day those to whom God has thus revealed himself. So, until that day when the bell tolls, until that day when you and I will see Jesus face to face, until that day, the Word of God gives you a pure heart. Martin Luther described it in this way. What is meant by a pure heart is this: one that is watching and pondering what God says, and replacing his own ideas with the Word of God. This alone is pure before God. Therefore, though a common laborer, a shoemaker, or a blacksmith may be dirty and sooty and may smell because he is covered with dirt and pitch, still he may sit at home and think, God has made me a man. He has given me my house, my wife, and children, and commanded me to love them and to support them with my work. Note that he is pondering the Word of God in his heart. And though he stinks outwardly, inwardly he is pure incense before God. He attains this highest purity when he takes hold of the gospel and believes in Christ. Without this, that purity is impossible. Only then is he completely pure. Inwardly in his heart toward God and outwardly toward everything under him on earth. Your time is valuable. Your eternity is especially valuable. Don't despair because your heart is deeply sinful. Look to Jesus. Let his words create in you a clean heart, a pure heart, and then you shall see God. Here, poet Martin Schalling has something to say. Lord, let at last thy angels come to Abram's bosom, bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace, Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end. Heavenly Father, make us into a people who are pure in thought, word, and deed before you. In the name of Jesus, amen.